We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire.
With the third pick in the 2020 NBA Draft, the Charlotte Hornets select LaMelo Ball from Chino Hills, California.
TJ, oh my goodness, stunning with the Devontae deep. Oh my goodness, I don't believe it. A 30-footer,
stop it. Just stop it already.
All right, what's going on, everyone, and welcome to another BuzzBeat podcast. We have an awesome guest joining us today. He's the career leader in steals at UNCG, third most points in program history, and just one of the greatest players to ever suit up as a Spartan. We've got Isaiah Miller. Thank you for your time, Isaiah, and how's everything going?
Good. How are you, man? How's everything been?
Good, good. So to start, we're a podcast that covers the Charlotte Hornets, so I'm sure some of our listeners either live in Greensboro or maybe even went to UNCG. We know you played high school in Georgia, but what was the recruiting process like for you, and what was so appealing about playing for Wes Miller at UNCG?
Recruiting process in high school, it was kind of tough because it was like I went up, then I went down because like I was getting a lot of offers at first, and then most of the college took them away because my grades, I didn't have the best of grades in high school. So the only two schools I could have picked out of was basically ECU and UNCG. Took a visit to U, man. I love the campus. I saw the community was real tight there. And I just fell in love that time. I didn't have to go anywhere else. So, and the thing about playing with Coach Miller, man, is just he brings so much fire and so intensity to the like just the game of basketball, man. I really can say he'll really die for basketball. Like he's like a basketball fanatic, and it's crazy. He sacrificed so much just for the game of basketball. And yeah, that's the main thing I love about him.
Yeah, it's no surprise he's like, you know, flying up the recruiting. I mean, already to be at a program like Cincinnati, I don't even know if he's 40. He's like 39, 40 years old. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. But quick follow-up, Isaiah. I've heard from a well-placed source within the UNCG basketball program, you're not the biggest morning person. And I heard that Coach Miller would try to do some things to get you hyped or annoy you a little bit in the morning, because it was the stuff that you would do to everyone else during the team all day. During those moments, did you ever have any regrets of playing? Jokingly, did you ever have any regrets of playing for Coach Miller when he was – I'm not a morning person either, man. So did you ever have any of those moments where you're like, man, this guy's on my nerves right now?
Nah, man. Just when he came up to me every morning, he started – The thing is, you is right. I used to mess with everybody like during the day. If you catch me around like before like 9:30, I'm gonna be like, all right, everybody leave me alone. Let me get my thoughts together. Then you see his man over here with a cup of coffee. Come on, man, come on. and then he's starting to get other guys into, and they start messing with me in the morning. So I was taking my own medicine a little bit right there. But no, I ain't have no regrets at all.
When he came up to me
and started messing with me, man, it just, you know, woke me up a little bit. And I was like, all right, I got everybody later.
Well, being a teacher and having a 2-year-old, I have to be a morning person. So, like, I get up naturally at 6 a.m. So
that's tough.
in these interviews, we like to ask these prospects, like, which NBA player do you try to model your game after? Maybe one or two players that you try to emulate.
I say Ja Morant. Ja Morant and Pat Bev.
Yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that.
Yeah, I model myself in them too. I watch a lot of Ja Morant, Chris Paul, Russell, Kyrie. Mm-hmm. I watch Pat Bev. I watch Marcus Smart on the defensive end.
Yeah.
You know, people who basically just pass on the ball, stuff like that.
Yeah, Pat Bev pushed CP3 in the back the other day. That was
He apologized for it, though.
He apologized for it. He got the, you know, I mean, emotions come in with the game when you,
Feel understand. So close. Yeah.
Now, when you get to the NBA level, is there a player that you're just dying to guard one-on-one and why?
Curry,
Steph. All right.
I want to see what the hype about.
Yeah. It doesn't look fun. It looks challenging.
It looks very challenging. I just want to see what the hype about. Like, they say he run around a lot.
Yeah.
Come off picks and stuff. I want to guard Curry when I come off.
Do you feel like you're better on ball or off ball when you're guarding?
I'm better. I'll say I'm more, let's say, like, on ball. I say I'm better, like, more off ball because, you know, I'm quickest. Most people say I'm better off ball, but on ball, I feel like I bring more intensity to it, have more drive and stuff like that.
How much did you like pressing when you, cause you guys pressed a fair amount. How much did you like doing that? Or did you, I imagine you were a fan of that style of play, right? Yeah. Score a bucket and get up in the team right after it.
Yeah. That was our style of play, man. I've been playing like that since I was like real little in AAU. Like, I mean, every coach put me at the top of a press.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just get after it, or we just go. They put me at the top of the defense. We really just get after it. Like, let's go. Like,
yeah.
Get a bucket. Get a steal. Get another bucket.
Did you ever get tired? Because you know, the offense ran through you. You played big minutes, and then you're at the top of the press. Like, that's a lot. Not only is that like a lot of running, which it is, but it's just a lot of like strenuous stuff over the course of the game. You'll run a pick and roll, make a jump shot, then immediately start guarding 94 feet. Did you ever get like, how did you build up your stamina, I guess, really to play that style? Or is that just naturally, you know, you're athletic enough to just jump in and that's how you want to play?
I mean, I can't say like conditioning, we condition our butt off at UNCG, man. We ran a lot. It was that the off season is crazy. It was crazy over there. They got new staff now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm blessed to, you know, have the type of, you know, the body I have and stamina. I feel like I work for this body and the way I just keep going. My weight trainer used to tell me I'm basically a Ferrari and just keep going. I got to, you know, keep putting stuff in my body so I can just keep going, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, it takes a lot of stamina to guard some players that you went up against in college. Devin Dotson, I think you went up against. Markel Johnson out of NC State. Carly Jones out of Radford. Can you point to one player who was your toughest cover one-on-one in your career? Or is there just a handful of players, you think?
I'll say Chris Clemens.
Campbell, yeah.
Yeah, I tell everybody this, like, he's probably the most person that gave me problems. Like,
yeah,
it's insane.
He scored a lot of points in college, man. Yeah. A lot of points at Campbell.
I tell you, he's living up to the hype of being probably one of the best scorers in college basketball. He really lived up to the hype.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It was a bummer. He got hurt before the season this year, right? That was a bummer because, you know, he was probably going to get to play a fair amount, especially once James got traded. So, yeah, that was a bummer. What's crazy is that NC State game, you guys almost won that. You know, if Markell doesn't make a shot at from half court at the buzzer. And the game against Radford with you and Carleek was, like, one of the most fun games of college basketball two seasons ago because y'all just went at it. And it's pretty cool to think about, you know, it's a small gym in the middle of nowhere in Virginia, and there's, you know, a couple hundred people, and two guys that are, you know, gunning for the NBA draft were going nuts in that game. During your time at Greensboro, you may know this, but you had over 100 career dunks, that's a lot. It's a lot of dunks, man. And you had this one against FSU in the tournament this year that was one of the highlights of the entire tournament.
I think it made it on One Shining Moment, too.
It did make it on One Shining Moment.
Good. It should. It was nasty. The baseline out of bounds lob that you caught and flushed over the top of one of their, you know, 7-footers. Is that your favorite dunk of your career at UNC Greensboro? Is there another one that stands out?
Favorite dunk at UNCG? That's hard, man. It's just, yeah.
You know, a lot of them.
I had a lot of them, you know. Say one against VMR. I had a couple windmills, you know. Mm-hmm. But I would say I did get up for that FSU one, so definitely had to get up. You know, they had a lot of big bodies there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I had to get up there for the ball.
Yeah, for people who didn't watch that game, Greensboro damn near pulled off the upset. It was a really good game. And then in the next round, I mean, FSU then went out and blew out Colorado in the next round. But Greensboro gave them UNCG gave them much better competition. But speaking of that FSU game. You know, they're known for their defense, lots of long athletes. They were huge this year, playing Scotty Barnes at point guard or Raekwon Gray at point guard, two other guys that are going through the draft process with you now. Mm-hmm. You know, outside of Scotty, though, if you go back and watch that game, man, you were incredible in that. You had one, you blocked a three, like an Anthony Polite three. And I know you blocked a fair amount of threes this year in general, which is like something that people scouting the draft should probably pay attention to. How did that feel in that game? Did you sort of like feel like not just in terms of your talent, but athletically, like you were on par with all of those guys out there? Did you get a sense of that? Because FSU is known, like that's the most athletic and longest team in the country, but you looked naturally. It made sense seeing you play against them. Did you get any sense of that during the game?
Yeah, man. Like I said, man, I mean, I stayed at UNCG, you feel me? I mean, I can play with the best of them, man.
Yeah.
I don't care how tall, big, whatever people say about you, you're going to really show me what you're talking about, because you're going to really have to show me, like, really, because I got too much heart and passion for this game of basketball to just be hearing something about you or seeing something about you and just be like, oh, he's more athletic than me. You got to show me. Yeah. Oh, he's more taller than me. Oh, he can get a bucket over me. Show me, like. Oh, he's stronger than me. You really got to show me. I'm really one of the people. You really got to show me, like, what's all the hype about?
Yeah, that's.
I take that really to heart. That's why I took it with FSU. Like, my coach is saying they're big, they're tall, they're strong. They was big and tall and strong. Some of them, they took advantage of it in that game. But, like, they really had to show us and really punch us in the face. Just, like, really get out that game.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was tight the whole game. And again, that's an FSU team that's got, you know, a lottery pick in Scotty Barnes and guys like Gray and maybe Balsa Koprivica that could also be drafted. But just sticking with that game, I mean, everyone, when we talk about you, we know the high flying, the dunks, the point of attack defense, all the steals, the disruption, the havoc that you caused. Mm-hmm. But in that FSU game, you know, FSU, they switch 1 through 5. It's what they've done the last 2 seasons. Mm-hmm. So you got a lot of 7-foot Balsa Koprivica on you. Now, he's not still like Balsa can guard and stuff. Yeah. But let's just say, thinking about, because you can create, man, you can create in the half court. When an opposing big man switches out on you like that, like, what's your first, what are you thinking? What's your first thought and sort of what's your decision making tree maybe based off that scenario?
Attack him. On him. So get downhill. If I don't get downhill, if they help too much, somebody's open.
Yeah.
If I don't see a clear way, somebody's open. Because a lot of teams did that to me this year. They did a lot of, you know, they see me driving, compact the middle. Feel me? Somebody's open. That's something I did film over. Something I just, like, you feel me, had to watch and learn where my teammates is, like, spots is at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's obvious you like Morant, because that's another guy just get in the paint, get downhill, yeah, get in the paint, get in the paint.
I try to pick my spots and make the best decision out of it.
Yeah, well, yeah, so since your season ended, you know, like 3.5 months ago or so, mm-hmm. I mean, I know you're someone that loves playing basketball, so I would imagine a lot of training. Yeah. But how have things sort of started to pick up for you as the draft is less than a month away at this point, but just in terms of workouts, interviews, you know, talking to dorks like us, media stuff, like how have things been the last couple of weeks or months for you?
To be real, man, I really just been working, man, just been working out. I've been having a lot of people ask me for podcasts, you know, yeah, interviews, but y'all, to be real, y'all the first one I really picked up. You know, I love my North Carolina family.
Here we go.
Yes.
You feel me? I ain't gonna switch up off that, but yeah, y'all the first podcast I picked. People been asking me to do one.
Cool.
Probably gonna do more now because, you know, I got time on my hands, a little bit of time. You know, I like to work out a lot during the day. I actually gonna work out after this, but throughout these workouts, man, I just been showing them my work, man. Showing them I'm trusting the process, getting, like, locking into my shot, stuff like that. You know.
Yeah. So I'm actually, like, you're not even just testing the draft waters. Like, you're going for it this year. Mm-hmm. But like a year ago, in 2020, you decided to test the draft waters ultimately in late July. And last season, the off season was really weird for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But you came back for your senior season. So I guess, like, two parts to this. What made you decide to return for one more year? And what part of that process from a year ago of testing the draft waters, even though it's different now, just because, you know, you can get into facilities and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But what part of that process has helped you this year, would you say?
I'll say for the first part, I decided to return because, like, you know, when you hear the same thing from teams, they tell me to go work on certain things. You know, I took that personally. You know, I wanted to grow. I wanted to show people that I can improve my numbers in every category. And and that's exactly what I did. You know, I had a better free throw percentage this year, even though it was, you know, still bad. I had a better 3-point percentage this year, even though it's still bad. But I just wanted everybody to see my progress and how fast I can grow as a player. And, you know, it's real hard to just, you know, come back and do the same thing over again, but even better. You know, winning player of the year again, defense player of the year, taking the team to a NCAA tournament. I couldn't do it without my teammates. Like, it's really crazy. But just to the second part of your answer, I mean, yeah, it's more for my workouts, man. It's more like, you know, I just feel like this time around, I'm ready, man. I deserve to be a pro.
Yeah.
I feel like I put in enough work to go out there and show people what I'm really capable of and get in front of some big time players.
And speaking of these draft workouts, when you go into these workouts, do you try to focus on your strengths and what got you to this point? Or are you trying to show teams, hey, I've got other skills that really weren't highlighted in college and I'm trying to work on my weaknesses as well? Or is it a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both. It's basically a little bit of both. But, you know, I'm really focused on most of my strength and what a team can really use me on. that's the defensive part of the game. You know, that's what I take pride in. I mean, on offense, I do my thing, but the thing that gets me going is defense. And I think teams been seeing that every time I work at, walk in the workout. And, like, on my weaknesses, I'll be trying to work on my weaknesses out there. And when we be playing and stuff like that, it is what it is. I mean, I'm not going to get down if I can't show them I can improve my weaknesses. But most of the time I do, it look like I'm really – I think they can tell getting it in there.
Yeah. It seems like you have the right mentality more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Many people know you for your leaping ability and your steals. Like, if there's something about your game that most people don't know about that gets overlooked outside of your steals and your athleticism, what is that one thing that people need to look out for you?
Playmaking.
Yeah.
Playmaking. I feel like I became a great playmaker, not great, but a good playmaker, like throughout these years at UNCG. Because the stuff I knew my freshman year, I wish I knew now, because I wish I would watch way more film than I did my sophomore year to my junior year. I think watching film is one of the things you can just learn from yourself and just learn from others. Coach Miller really had to put me on that because I really wasn't a film watcher. I really just be like, oh, that's like the past, stuff like that. I want to really watch it and try to move forward. Just get better type dude. But he really should taught me. Like, I really learned from myself through film where's my teammates going to be at certain spots, like other teams stuff. I watched other teams film before we even played them. Yeah, so I think good playmaker.
Last question from me. Can I ask you who you've worked out for or which teams maybe you have lined up to work out for?
It's a lot, man.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
I had Golden State first. I had Sacramento. After Sacramento, I had Oklahoma City. And then I had a pro day, as I saw.
Yeah.
And then I got this week coming up, I got Memphis, Minnesota. I got Charlotte. I actually got Charlotte on the 13th.
All right.
And I got Houston.
It's a third of the league. Maybe even half the league you just named there. Well,
it's a little process, but I'm really enjoying it, man. Cool. I really got to enjoy it.
Well, that's good. We actually interviewed Grant Riller at this time last year and actually, within the Hornets organization. So if you somehow end up on the Hornets, you've got to give us credit with the
that's
good
right.
Shot.
Yeah.
Got you.
All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap here unless you have any more questions, Brian.
No, just want to thank Isaiah. Appreciate him taking time out of his busy schedule. This is, I'm sure, a crazy fun, but also anxious time too. So, but exciting nonetheless. So thank you again for joining us, man. And good to have someone from the I'm from Winston-Salem. So good to have someone from the Piedmont Triad getting some representation on the podcast here. We appreciate that. But once again, thank you for the time.
Thank y'all, man. I really appreciate y'all for doing this.
Yep.
Good luck, Isaiah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.